When we chose this theme, standing steady in the eye of the storm, it was, I think, last June when we chose this. And as Dan said, this is for the season, and the season started in September. But I know that in June, at least I certainly had no idea that we would still be so into the pandemic in the way that we are here at this time in late January. And I know some of you have had some very difficult challenges with the pandemic. And I hope that this session helps to bring in some healing and some comfort to those of you who have had the most difficult times. But there's also been, I think, some more subtle forms of loss that have affected all of us. Loss of freedom, you know, the loss of being able to go out and enjoy life and be with our friends and family in person, the hairdresser, and a feeling of a loss of control to some degree, sometimes some boredom, sometimes just a little heaviness and like light depression, definitely anxiety, I think, and a feeling of that not knowing what's going to happen. Things are looking a little bit better, which is really good. And spring is on its way. We'll be here in a month or two, depending on where you're living. But we're feeling extra stress, for sure, from the pandemic and from all of the feelings that we have about what is going on. So today we're going to focus on healing. I think we can all use a little healing today, right? And how to deal with that stress using the techniques of inner light fire that some of you are familiar with and some of you less so. So I'm going to talk a little bit about just what that is. I'll be speaking today about the being of light. And there's sometimes people call it the higher self, the inner self, or spirit. But whatever, by whatever term, that being of light is a part of ourselves that, although we don't see it visually, unless you are given some special visual techniques, but it's just as real and very powerful part of ourselves that created us, in fact, that we have all come into this lifetime created by our being of light with our own unique individual gifts to give, our own unique purposes for this lifetime. But I think there's a couple purposes that we share as light workers. And one is simply that as light workers, whenever we are standing in the light on planet Earth, it really helps everyone on Earth to stand in the light in whatever way they can. And the other purpose that we share is that, which was given to the human family, to be the good stewards of planet Earth. And this is something that I think is obviously a work still in process here on planet Earth, but one that I think many of us are called and know that just by the energy we bring to it when we bring in the light, it just helps to bring in what we sometimes refer to as actual design. And the actual design that we experience personally or that we experience as being light workers on the planet is basically helping to what we call earth or create, have happen here, that which is in alignment with the wishes of the higher, that which takes us step by step into earthing more peace, more love and light on the planet. So today we're going to be standing as light workers together here, standing steady in the eye of the storm and creating a space that is peaceful, that is nourishing and supportive of us, that we can then recreate on our own whenever we want to, whenever we feel the need. This is a energy tool that we can turn on at any time, an energy tool we can sleep in. It's an energy tool that we can turn it on at the start of the day and let the light carry us through our days and helping to not carry so much stress. So that is our plan. Okay, we're going to be working with our stars. And for those of you who have never, didn't know you had a star is our energy source within us. It is home, is in a place we call the upper room, that's located 6 inches above the top of your head. And this is a very lighted place. It's been referred to for many centuries as the upper room in various esoteric writings and teachings. And this is the home of our star. So we will be going there today in order to light the star and have it downpour in that crystal clear, diamond-like white light that is the full spectrum of inner light, of life energies. So no matter what it is you need, if you need a little creative power, some little warrior work, a little healing work, and just want to experience that love of the being of light for you, the beloved creation, and bring that right in to every part of you, the star can do it all. It can bring in our group support with more awareness too. So the first thing we're going to do actually is work with awareness, because it is our awareness that helps us experience the light that we are within. And we enlighten our awareness with the radiant awareness of the divine mind of the being of light that we are within. There are three aspects to awareness. There is knowing awareness, which as we enlighten knowing awareness, it opens the brain to the wisdom and inspiration that comes from the divine mind, which is infinite in its scope. And in opening to your divine mind, you are able to have more experience of the light and the love that you are within, so that rather than simply having beliefs about philosophical concepts, you can move into really the direct experience of knowing, knowing and knowing that you know. And we will then expand the radiant awareness of the divine mind into all of your sensory systems, gathering and enlightening your sensory awareness so you can experience your own divine nature that is within, throughout, and all about yourself and all creation with your senses. And we will then gather and enlighten your emotional awareness, which helps you open to and experience and express the unlimited and unconditional love that your divine nature has for you, the beloved creation. And we all human beings wish to love and be loved. And this most powerful love comes from our divine beingness. And all three aspects of awareness together help us experience and express our own divine nature and to recognize the divine nature of others, of all creation. So we will first begin here with harmonizing our brains. So before we do this, just think of sitting, if you're not already, just sitting up so you won't be falling asleep, if you can. And keep your eyes closed unless you do start falling asleep, in which case, please just open them and look at a place on the floor. But just let yourself experience today and see how this all feels. Okay. And we're going to do what we call think, let, observe, and experience. So I will be directing you to think thoughts of how to direct your energy. And then just think the thought and then let the thought go. And then observe and experience that which happens so that you verify by your own experience just what this is for you, your own personal experience of that inner light that you are. Okay, so first we're going to begin that process of gathering an enlightening awareness. So focus your awareness in your brain and think of harmonizing your brain with your upper room, that place that is 6 inches above the top of your head. And as you do this, it actually thinks of harmonizing your brain with that radiant awareness of the divine mind of your lighted beingness. And this begins that process of gathering and enlightening your knowing awareness as that flow of radiant awareness pours down into and throughout your brain mind. Gathering and enlightening knowing awareness and experience the lifting. And then just think the thought of expanding this flow of radiant awareness throughout all of your neurons, neural pathways, throughout your body, throughout all of your sensory systems, gathering and enlightening your sensory awareness. And then direct that flow of radiant awareness into your heart. And from your heart, it's pumped throughout your blood. Throughout your entire circulatory system. And direct it into your liver. And from your liver, it expands throughout your glandular systems. And then expand it throughout all the liquid systems of your body. Gathering and enlightening emotional awareness. And experience as the radiant awareness of the being of light that you are gathers, lifts, and enlightens your knowing, sensory, and emotional awareness throughout your creation. And now just think of experiencing with enlightened awareness that flow of love and gratitude that as a being of light, you are always sending to you, the beloved creation. And direct your creation to return that flow. And just think of magnifying that two-way flow of love and gratitude. Magnify our union as beings of light with each other. As today, as beings of light, we are creating this experience of love and light together. You can think of unifying also with those close with you, family members, friends, co-workers. And those we think of as members of our family of light. We can open to experience the many beings of light that are joining with us in this session today. Good, and now just think of moving with the flow of this enlightened awareness up to your upper room, again, 6 inches above the top of your head. And if you're not quite sure where it is, there's a part of you that knows just where to go. So just think of moving with that flow of enlightened awareness into your upper room. And if this is the first experience you've had of your star, just think of lighting your star and it becomes starts as a point of light here in your upper room that then becomes a 3-inch star. For those of you who've been working with your stars, you will immediately experience your 3-inch stars, as once your star has been lighted, it always goes back to the 3-inch size. So with your enlightened awareness, just Just sit with this for a moment. Your star, think of lighting your star. And see how that feels with your knowing and sensory and emotional awareness. And think the thought of directing your star to open and downpour with the radiant light fire energy of your star. The energy that we call the energy of purification. As the light fire works to purify wherever you bring it in your creation, helping to lift you out of energy states that we call low frequency energy states. These are the energy states that actually do not promote well-being, those that we experience usually as some worry or anxiety, some downward pulling, feelings of sadness, heaviness, and some of the frustrations we particularly feel on these stressful days. And as this energy purifies, moves right in to embrace these energy states of low frequency, and the power of the light fire lifts up their vibratory rate, so that they become energy that is high frequency energy, that is life promoting, health enhancing, that helps us experience life with the zest and the enthusiasm that we can when we feel that we are actually enjoying our lives. Very important to be enjoying our lives. And I think for all of us lately, that's been a little more difficult than it used to be. So now just think of opening the top of your head and your hands and feet so that this shower of radiant light pours into your head and moves all the way down in this downpour, just an inner shower, just like you're standing in a regular liquid shower, but this time it's the beautiful radiant light shower that enters your head and moves all the way down and out your feet and into the earth. Earth is very happy to receive this overflow of light. And first, we're just going to let this downpour wash through. So just experience as it does that. It moves, washing through all the bones and muscles of your head and washes through your brain, begins the process of kind of washing out those tired thoughts and washing through your eyes and ears, nose and mouth to help you be able to experience things anew. Let it wash down through your neck and shoulders, down your arms and hands and fingers, washing through all the bones and muscles here, the joints. Washing down through the trunk of your body, washing through the lungs, your heart, your liver. All of your nerves. Your digestive system. And down your spine into your hips, legs, bones, joints, feet. Just let the shower wash through. Just let it touch into every part of you. Parts that you don't have to name, you don't have to think about here in this downpour, but just let the being of light you are wash through. Any places that are feeling a little sticky, a little heavy, well, we're about to work with the consuming fires in the next step here. And experience as this shower just pours on through, out your hands, out your feet, down into the earth. And now we're going to amplify the consuming fire aspect of this energy. We're going to focus the consuming fire in some of your organs and energy systems. And if there are any that I'm not mentioning, but you would like to concentrate the energy there, just please go ahead and do so. And keep in mind here that this energy is the full spectrum of life energy. So if there's any quality that you feel that any part of you particularly needs, please let the fires blaze up there. And you can ask the being of light also for any particular focus. And I actually want to mention with that I know some of you here today have some very special healing projects that have been a bit sticky in resolving them. And although it's true that sometimes basically the density of our physical bodies can make it hard to heal things the way we want to, but that by focusing the consuming fire aspect wherever it's needed, and you can also just think of turning it over to the being of light and just asking that the fires go in to really help transform the energy states. It is a way of helping even very complex physical things to have some degree of healing. And of course, healing isn't always the way we have would like it, but actually the healing that the being of light brings also helps sometimes to bring in that aspect of love and loving acceptance, loving understanding that simply helps the healing happen. Okay, now as this downpour continues to go, and we're going to think of blazing up those consuming fires first in your brain. And just think of the fires blazing up here, and especially let any kind of repetitive thoughts that do not promote your well-being go into the fires here. Any repetitive worries that are simply worries that can't really be addressed by taking much action, but there are just things that you kind of run through your brain. Habitual thinking, habitual ways of thinking in ways that actually changes the chemistry, I think I can say, the chemistry of our bodies, that through the endocrine system, immune system, all of the systems that secrete actually substances that can enhance our healing and well-being, or they can secrete substances that actually interfere with that. So the more that we can actually stand steady and allow the power of our thought to hold the light in our creations, the more high frequency we will be able to experience, the more lifting, and actually sometimes the more healing can occur that way. So there are two main communication systems in our bodies. There's the liquid systems of the little chemistry, especially that comes from the glands in our endocrine system and some of our organs. And there's also the nervous systems. And these two systems work together with their communication. They both affect the brain. So just think of the fires blazing up here to help your brain receptor sites be open to the high frequency experiences that can actually help create more high frequency experiences as your brain becomes accustomed to experiencing the goodness of life. So that can be things like how good things smell and taste, or just how good the light feels, how relaxed you're feeling. It can be whatever actually makes you relax and feel better. It can be the love that you share with your family, with your pets, with those you love. So let the light fire work here in your brain to kind of help awaken it. Awaken it to the being of light within. Awaken it to the help that your own higher self can help provide, and just kind of awakening your brain to high frequency, awakening your brain to the love and light that already exists within, throughout, and all about. Experience the lifting here. And as you experience this experience, how your brain feels like it's kind of relaxed, but supported and uplifted. And let the light fire move then from your brain into your eyes and optic systems, into your ears and auditory systems. Into your nose and sinuses. Your mouth and teeth and tongue. Helping to bring in any healing energy needed. Also helping these sensory systems experience more of the goodness of life. And just direct all of these systems here to assimilate this healing essence. Whenever we blaze up those consuming fires, we create an energy essence that then can go deeply here to renew and relax, to nourish. And as you continue to assimilate here, we move our focus into your lungs and respiratory systems. Think of blazing up those consuming fires here. Sometimes our lungs hold grief. So if there are any loads here of grief or any other low frequency, let them go into the consuming fires. And let that beautiful, radiant, healing light go into every part of your respiratory system to help you. Help you breathe deeply. Help you oxygenate your blood. Help you stand steady against any of the little viruses of the season. And experience as that radiant essence fills your lungs and all the way up your bronchial tree to your nose and sinuses and throughout the chest. Let's expand that goodness, that healing, that lifting. And as this system assimilates that beautiful, radiant, high-frequency energy essence, we'll move our focus onto your heart. Blazing up the fires here. Helping to lift the heaviness that you may have taken to heart. If this rings a bell here, that's you, really take a moment here to let the light embrace that heaviness, to bring in that loving acceptance and loving understanding of the pain that has been stored here. Sometimes with our heart, we first, you know, we'll store some unhappiness about things, and then we're unhappy because we're storing the unhappiness, and well, things can go round and round, and then we can have sleep problems and other problems. So let your heart pump that beautiful energy essence throughout your whole cardiovascular system, just taking this love and light here into every every organ, every system of your body. And in that old expression, you know, we often have old expressions that talk about what happens to the consciousness in our organs. You know, we talk about taking things to heart and having a heavy heart, and these things are very true. So just let any heaviness be lifted here. Let the power of this downpour of your own love and light, life energy that comes from within you and is there for you. And now expand this flow of this light energy into your liver. Your liver is such an amazing organ. It has so many jobs. It makes things and stores things, releases things. It has a lot of jobs in consciousness also. In Chinese medicine, with the gallbladder are a pair that helps to make all the energy of the body. So as we work here, it helps to make the energy of your whole body run more smoothly. And from here, it can expand throughout your digestive system also, from the top of your mouth, with your mouth down into your stomach. Down into your small intestine. Which connects with your liver and gallbladder, also your pancreas. And then on down through the colon, a very important part of your immune system. Letting the power of the light fire blaze up throughout from top to bottom here. Let that healing essence relax your digestive system. And if you've had any problems, let the power of the light, that healing touch, bring about order and balance and harmony throughout the system. And then let the fires blaze up in your kidneys, throughout your urinary and reproductive systems. Letting the essence go deep here. And let the downpour continue throughout your whole body, just touching into all of the organs and glands that make up your endocrine system, especially including the adrenal glands on your one on each kidney. You might be getting a little burned out. And also through your immune system, just by thinking that thought, letting the consuming fires just blaze up throughout the many parts of your body that are parts of these systems, your endocrine and immune systems, helping to create order, harmony, and balance that keep you well. Let that essence nourish every part. And medical science is confirming more and more often that there is great interconnectedness and cooperation of working together of our various organs and energy systems. So just think of that radiant life energy pouring through and amplifying the synergistic effect of your organs and systems working together to nurture your well-being. And ask the being of light that you are to bring this to wherever it's needed. And for those of you with back problems, be sure to include here bringing that healing power deep into your spine from top to bottom and out through any bones and joints that need that healing touch. And you can just scan your body now with your enlightened awareness. See if you can find any places that have blockages to the energy flow still, and just think, let observe and experience as the consuming fires with your direction can open up any of those places to let the energy flow through. And now just think of releasing the consuming fire aspect, or focusing the focus on the consuming fire, and just be in that downpour of the pure light. And with enlightened awareness, think of assimilating this pure light. Throughout your body, throughout the mind of your body. You know that this downpour is expanding out to include the energy field around your body. So that you are sitting within it. And just observe and experience as your body is awakening to that indwelling presence of the being of light within. Whether you've been working with this for a short time or for many years, we can always awaken a little bit more to the being of light within, can experience it within, throughout, and all about. Can experience that uplifting quality whenever we need it. And so now take the next 3 or 4 minutes to just deeply assimilate this healing essence. Let your enlightened awareness scan through and see wherever you want it to go a little deeper, to bring in that sense of the light you are, the love and the light that you are, to bring in that knowing, sensory and emotional awareness that you are a being of light and form. And you do have your own personal actual design. And you do share in the actual design of all light workers of every type, of every practice, to make the world a better place, a place of peace, a place where love and light prevail. So put your power into that healing essence. Be aware of it as you go throughout the rest of your day today. And just let it relax you and nourish you and keep you in the light. And as our founder would say, so be it, for so it is.